This is Island Life. And now we're talking internet, one of my favourite things, the internet actually. And with me is Greg Tribwell. Good morning, Greg.
Yeah, g'day Chris, thanks for having me.
Now, Greg is here to talk to us about Waihikipedia, a new venture and one that's just been launched, a website with a difference. Now, I suppose that's a good place to start, Greg, isn't it? What makes Waihikipedia different from all of the other Waihiki sites that are out there?
Waihikipedia has absolutely no commercial objectives whatsoever, so we're not trying to attract people to the site because they will therefore see advertisements or build traffic that we can sell to advertisers. It's a non-profit website for the island, and the idea is that it's by the island. It's an online encyclopedia, very much like Wikipedia, which most of your listeners will know something about. The software is Wiki software that was being developed over the early 2000s, and it's a contributory software so that anybody can get onto the site. All they need to do is create an account by putting in their email address, and then they can become editors and they can add content to the site just from their home PC.
So I mean, that makes it quite different from, you know, most websites you'd visit, which are, you know, you go to gain information. So obviously you can learn from the site, but you can have a say as well.
Absolutely. The idea is that in the end, when enough Waihiki people are contributing to the site, uploading information about the island in all sorts of different ways, all sorts of different types of information about the island, then we'll have some sort of online encyclopedia about Waihiki, that a knowledge resource about the island for people on the island, but also for people off the island and people overseas, ex-islanders, people who just want to know about the island. So the kind of information that's going to be on there is everything from what the beaches are like to some of the local people, what sort of businesses are here, although I have to stress that this is not for promoting businesses, just for verifiable information about businesses. So Beach Radio, for example, has its own page already, and the kind of information that's up there is who owns it and where it is and what kind of programs you guys run and what the frequencies are, obviously, that sort of stuff. We've only been going a week or so, and already we've got about 36 editors who are, God bless them, contributing and starting to build up a knowledge base about the island. But hopefully that 36 is going to become 360, and ultimately everybody in the island has... going to have something to say. We've all got something to say about Waihiki. Although, again, I stress this is not for opinions or politics. This is just a verifiable knowledge base.
I suppose one of the features of a wiki, which is, you know, what this is that the information on there kind of has some credibility, but is also contestable, isn't it? Because people can edit and, you know, edit other contributions.
That's the very point. If you get onto Waihikipedia and see something that you think is wrong, and you're pretty sure that that's wrong, you simply log in and change it. And if somebody else disagrees with you, there's a discussion page where we can have a quick discussion about it. Somebody can go and find out, check the facts, and get the right information up there. And then I suppose it's a sort of when there's a kind of a collective version, when everybody's in agreement, then I guess that's about as good as community truth can be. I guess truth these days is very much a fragmented thing anyway in this crazy postmodern age we live in. So I think that the best kind of truth is the one that a community agrees on is right about itself, rather than having it imposed from outside.
So what kind of controls do you have on to ensure that there is some kind of veracity for information? Say, for example, one of the local community board candidates was up there, and, you know, someone goes in and says, you know, well, it's well known that this person kicks dogs. How do you safeguard against those kind of things?
Well, while it's not a publication like a newspaper or even an internet news site or your broadcasts on the hour of news, it is still publication of one sort, so anybody who edits it is subject to the New Zealand laws of defamation. And there are plenty of guidelines on the site about how you can add information about people without bringing them into disrepute, and that's the point. If you bring anybody into disrepute, then you're open to a charge of defamation, and you've got to prove it's true. And if there's any kind of legal suit, it's a pretty hard thing to do. It might sound easy because you might be very convinced of the truth, but actually proving that they kick dogs in court could be a hell of a lot harder than you think it is. So I guess the guidelines are pretty clear on the site, but one way I put it when I wrote the guidelines for this part of the site is stick to the issue. So in sporting parlance, play the ball, not the man. Don't make derogatory or pejorative comments about individuals would be the strongest advice I could give people. And, of course, if in doubt, leave it out. If you're not sure this is true, don't put it up.
Now, the when you go onto the site and you're trying to find things, is there, how do you navigate your way through it? Like, for example, is there an index? Is there a search function?
There's a search function. We have discussed, there's about sort of four or five of us who came up with this project and are developing it, but obviously anybody who's editing it is involved in it, so the numbers are going to grow. But the small group of us that began it decided that we would just download the wiki software, which is free. Anybody can start a wiki on the internet. And it's the same software as Wikipedia, so the site looks very like Wikipedia. It doesn't have an index page, so there isn't a page you can go and scroll down until you find, say, B for Beach Radio, or A for Artworks, or O for Onatangi. However, there's a very good search function, so you pop it in, you pop in whatever you're looking for. If it isn't there, it'll tell you it isn't there and give you an opportunity just to create that page yourself if you want to.
And I presume that pages kind of cross-link to each other, so if you're reading, say, about, I don't know, Onatangi Beach, then it will also be easy to navigate to pages about Palm Beach or Oniroa Beach.
Absolutely. The internet is all about linkage. Otherwise, it's a billion useless pages just floating around in cyberspace. So linking is everything, and each page has got links to other parts of the site that give other bits of information. Yeah, absolutely. And users can create links very easily just by highlighting the word they've typed and clicking on one button.
Now, are there any plans, I mean, obviously you're wanting people from the island to contribute to this. Are there any plans of, I suppose, easing the path for people, making it easier to get online and get stuff up there?
It's not that difficult. It's not difficult to upload stuff. You need a valid email address, and with that you can simply create an account, and then you're in there, you can start editing. However, we do appreciate that there are people on the island who might not be that familiar with PCs and the internet, and so we're going to be putting on the main page of the site a simple email link, so that if you've got information about the island, particularly history, that you may not feel confident about putting up but you feel should be up on the Wikipedia site, you can email us that information and we'll upload it. You can pop up pictures, and we have already, for example, links to YouTube video of things like the Junk Defunk footage by Barry Kachin, so we link to that off the Junk Defunk page, and there's the most marvellous video footage, possibly the first video footage ever of Enclosure Bay is up on the Enclosure Bay site. It's from the mid-1950s, and it's just quite extraordinary.
Fantastic. And actually, we're recording this interview, and then we're going to put a link on Wikipedia on the What Is Wikipedia page, so yep. As well as reading about it, you can listen to it there as well.
Yeah, and that's the great thing about the internet now, is that it's not just a visual text thing on your monitor, that the internet is now a repository for video and audio, and more every day. It's a multimedia resource. And I guess this is what you might call the ultimate in citizen journalism, although I stress it's not for news, it's more like an encyclopedia. But I guess when people talk about citizen journalism, it's this idea that technology is allowing the very community to be the producer of information about itself and not just rely on the gatekeeper journalist or the gatekeeper historian or the gatekeeper academic to say what's right or wrong.
And I presume this could become, you know, a valuable resource or site for visitors to the island as well, isn't it? I mean, often when you go somewhere, you want to know what it is that the locals know about a place.
Absolutely.
Because they know the best cafes, they know the best beaches to hang out at, and don't always get that information from a commercial site.
Very much so. Commercial sites, of course, have an agenda. They have clients who have paid to be on their sites, and so they're not going to tell you about something that might just be a useful bit of information but doesn't have any commercial value to the client or the website. So Wikipedia will ultimately, we hope, tell you where you can walk your dog and what time of the year and what beaches are good for dogs. There's a page up on Whakanefa, obviously, and warns you about the dotterels that are breeding there and where not to take your dogs. But not only that, there are businesses that we can't have stuff up there that says this business is better than that business or we're the cheapest on this side of the planet unless it can be proved. However, there's nothing wrong with having some basic information up about a business, and certainly the cafes are already up there. Salvages at the heart of Onaroa, and and so on. It tells you where the businesses are, and the businesses' owners are more than welcome to go and upload information about their opening hours, as long as they don't turn it into an advertisement. But certainly, a big part of the idea is to get information easily available on the, about the island to all sorts of people all over the planet.
So what was the motivation for doing this? I mean, there's a lot of work involved in this.
Well, it sort of began, a good friend of mine, Charles Graves, and his wife, Nikki, was sort of frustrated by the lack of neutral information about Waiheke on the internet and came up with the idea. And we just happened to be travelling on the boat together in the mornings, and about four or five of us developed the idea. We certainly wouldn't have had time to do this if we weren't travelling on the 720 each morning, but we have a sort of half hour every day to meet and discuss and work on the idea, which we don't have much else to do with. We're the sort of noisy table on the port side, and we've now developed, so we've got half an hour every day to do this. We're all busy people. We certainly wouldn't have time in the evenings to meet for that number of hours. So actually it's commuting that's allowed this to happen. The motivation really is I'm a journalist, worked on the island for many years, and now I teach journalism at AUT in town, and I guess a deep passion of mine is information about the island that can be authenticated, I guess we just love Waiheke like the rest of us.
Okay, so people should get online and check it out, and then I think you'll pretty soon want to contribute. I know my fingers started itching pretty soon after having a look at it and keen to get some stuff up on there. So it's waihekepedia.com. An American spelling of Pedia, I believe.
Yeah, it's just from the Wikipedia. I think you find New Zealand English has dropped that diphthong in encyclopedia or pedia, but certainly it's Waihekepedia is a derivative of Wikipedia. The software is not from Wikipedia, it's from a company called MediaWiki, and it just has been downloaded from the same company as the Wikipedia folk got theirs. When I say it's like Wikipedia, it's not academic or serious like Wikipedia. The idea is to have a bit of fun, but the idea isn't to go online and be rude about people.
I think maybe probably people are unaware, really, aren't they? I mean, people think of Wikipedia and they think, well, that's it. But that kind of software is actually used all over the place, isn't it?
Absolutely. There's one Waiheke guy who's got involved and is very interested and has pointed out that he's involved in several wiki. One is an education wiki where you can go on and upload your information about teaching and people can go and find out information about courses. There's one, an Auckland wiki too, which is a similar sort of thing about Auckland, but I have to say it's full of not very nice comments about various businesses and people, and we're very much trying to avoid that.
Great. Hey, thanks very much for coming in, Greg.
Hey, my pleasure. Thanks very much for having me.
Yeah, so it's Greg Treadwell from waihekepedia.com. Get on the internet and check it out. And later in the week, we'll have a blog post with the recording of this and the links through to Waihekepedia, and we're all going to rub each other's back and link to each other, and it'll all be very lovely. That's the way it is here in this community. Hey, thanks, Greg.
Yeah, thanks, Chris. Cheers.